Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is Bimbo News with your hosts, Allie Siegel, Melissa Steffi.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers Bimbo News. I'm Allie Siegel.
I'm Melissa Stettin.
This is a podcast where we'll cover everything from viral news stories to pop culture to things that we watched on TV during the week. We have a Patreon. Our true crime episodes are now only available at patreon.com/webcrawlers for $5 a month. And we just recorded an episode on an update on the Lindbergh baby trial or case.
Kidnapping.
And it is so full of synchronicities. And there's a synchronicity coming in this episode somehow that it's just crazy. You have to listen to it. It is so fucking weird. Also, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and call into our hotline for our mailbag episodes. The number is
626-63-42069.
Nice. Melissa, who are our patrons this week?
Well, our first patron is named Lindy.
That's so crazy.
If you are a patron and you listen to this week's Patreon episode, we mentioned the name Lindy.
That's Charles Lindbergh's nickname is Lindy. We say it all through the episode.
It's so fucking weird.
That's like one of five synchronicities in that. That's just
so
crazy.
Weird. Okay, we got Patrick L, Claire B, Lizzie, Alana, and Margaret V.
Welcome to the team, y'all. And special announcement.
Oh, yeah. So YouTube now hosts podcasts.
That's so fun.
Yeah. So you can listen to all our episodes on YouTube because apparently YouTube is like becoming the number one place where people listen to podcasts now.
Guys, listen on YouTube. And then if we get enough listens, maybe we can monetize on YouTube.
Hell yeah. It's audio only. But videos, you gotta sign up for Patreon for videos. Yeah. But yeah, if you only listen to podcasts on YouTube, subscribe. They automatically will update there. Now.
Do it.
So that's cool.
Let's get into this week in weird.
Well, this is weird. So Elon Musk's Neuralink company put an implant in someone's brain.
Weren't they exploding monkeys?
Exploding monkeys? I know that they were using monkeys, but he claims that the monkeys were about to die.
So they died of natural causes, not the Neuralink?
He claims no monkey died from their experiments and that they were all old and about to die anyway.
Well, that's a horrible test.
I don't believe
then.
It.
Mm-hmm. But you don't do scientific testing on animals that are dying, because then you can't tell the results of the test. That's not a good...
I think I would assume he's lying.
Yeah.
I would assume he's lying. So he put an implant in someone's brain. The person who was not identified is recovering well.
Maria's doing great, in case Maria's you guys are wondering. Great. She's doing really... She's recovered
she's
well.
She's a little off.
Yeah, you know? She's been a little weird, but she's recovering okay.
Yeah, she's walking fine.
She had to take a break from the podcast, but...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is why she's... Surprise! So a few months ago, Neuralink began recruiting potential human test subjects for this clinical trial. And they got FDA approval for the trial last May, saying it wanted to enlist people ages 22 and above who are living with quadriplegia due to spinal cord injury or ALS.
Oh, that's kind of interesting.
I know. This. At first, I'm like, what the fuck is this? And it's like, oh, it's for...
Yeah, I guess I don't know what it is. I didn't know what it is.
I thought it was just like, put fucking Apple Pro Vision in your brain.
Yeah, I thought it was like you put an Oculus in your brain.
Google Glass in your brain.
Yeah.
So the process involves using a robot to surgically insert the wires of this implant into part of the brain related to movement.
Huh.
So the device is designed to interpret a person's neural activity so they can operate a computer or smartphone by simply intending to move. No wires or physical movement are required. And I saw the little piece. It's like the size of a coin, and it has little things dangling down from it, which I'm like, okay, this is interesting.
Okay, yeah, that is actually pretty interesting. I take back. Yeah. I thought it was something entirely different.
That's what I thought it was, just like for funsies.
I thought it was for fun, too. I thought it was for normal people for fun. If it has a medical purpose, I think that that's great.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Great. Don't test on monkeys anymore.
Yeah.
But whatever. People are going to volunteer to do this.
Well, I guess now maybe it makes sense as to the monkeys being sick.
Were
the monkeys paralyzed? Yeah, of course. Yeah. I don't know why I said of course. I don't know. I think they can. Monkeys are very similar to humans, I think.
Right. Well, if they have spinal
dogs
injuries.
Can be paralyzed. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, I wonder. I don't know. I didn't really read too much into the testing part.
Yeah,
I wonder.
Yeah, I don't want to. I can't deal with animal testing.
I mean, in that... Yeah, I mean, if a monkey's, like, paralyzed, I don't know. What are the ethics? Who knows?
I don't know, yeah.
In other weird news, Amelia Earhart's plane may have just been found.
Was it at a Sephora? Women be shopping.
Women be shopping. It was found at the makeup counter at Sephora. 87 years ago, she disappeared with her co-captain, Fred Noonan. Did we do an Amelia Earhart episode?
I think we did, or we were on the alarmist for an Amelia Earhart.
Oh, that makes sense.
I honestly can't remember.
Or we did a mini episode about who the hell knows?
Yeah.
So people believe they either drowned, became castaways, and maybe even eaten by like those giant crabs is a theory. Or Amelia became a spy.
Yeah.
But this ocean exploration company, Deep Sea Vision, sent an expedition to the Pacific Ocean between September and December. And then while using sonar imaging to map the seafloor with sound waves, a small aircraft-shaped anomaly appeared more than 16,000 feet down.
Ooh.
So it's about 100 miles away from Howland Island, which was the next stop on their itinerary before they disappeared.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
So they're going to go down there and check it out, because it's just sonar for now. So I don't know when they're going to, but they're going to do an expedition down there.
The Amelia submersible got to go down there and check the...
Yeah, and they said because it's so cold down there that it should be well preserved.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I wonder if she's in there. They never found their bodies, right? Or did they?
No.
Fascinating. No. Okay, we'll keep updated on
find
that.
Shit. Yeah.
In other female news, a Florida woman allegedly attempts to kill husband after finding a postcard sent from ex-girlfriend 6 decades ago.
And is this not Jasmine and Gino from 90 Day Fiancé?
I know, seriously, right? Listen, I get it, girl.
I get it.
A man reportedly told investigators that his girlfriend from 60 years ago sent him a postcard in the mail, and it made his wife, Bertha, real name, upset. According to an arrest report obtained by WPLG, that's probably like a Florida station, Bertha, 71, allegedly tried to smother the man with a pillow.
This postcard is, it's a new postcard sent from a girlfriend 60 years, or it was a 60-year-old postcard.
I think it's a new postcard, which is suspicious, sent from a girlfriend from 60 years ago. So, okay, so if they're 71... then
he must be older than her, I would assume.
But still, it's like a girlfriend from when you're 15 or something.
Right, like a teenage girlfriend?
Yeah, like, who cares?
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, well, Bertha does. So she's being charged with domestic abuse now. She faces, actually not even, she faces multiple charges, including attempted murder, aggravated battery on a person who is 65 or older.
Wow.
So I guess that's like elder abuse.
Oh, it's his girlfriend from 60 years ago.
Yeah.
Sent him a postcard.
And Bertha freaked. So, and Bertha and her husband have been married for more than 50 years.
That's crazy.
This can't be a...
She's jealous.
She's jealous. It seems like they must be high school sweethearts or something. And yes. This was the girl he was also dating right before they got married or something. And
she's always hated her.
She's always hated her.
She's always, whenever they get into a fight, she's like, you're probably fucking.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Yeah.
Betty.
Betty. Yeah, Betty and Bertha.
You're fucking Betty.
And they like never, maybe they went to like a reunion recently.
Oh.
And then Betty sent a postcard and Bertha like lost it.
Okay,
that's the backstory I'm making up. I get it. This also, police detain pigeon in other crime news. I should have put this under true crime. Police detain pigeon for 8 months on suspicion of it being a Chinese spy.
Damn.
So, this was in India, I guess. Police in India released a suspected Chinese spy pigeon after holding the bird in detention for 8 months. I imagine maybe it wouldn't squawk, so they had to let it go. The bird was captured in Mumbai with two rings inscribed with words that appeared to be Chinese attached to its legs.
Huh? What
I don't
did it say.
I don't. No. So they investigated it. They examined it and they were like, I don't know what this is. So they just released the secret agent into the sky.
Wow. Got away. He got away with it.
Yeah. But it says the use of pigeons for military espionage operations is nothing new.
Sure.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. They used to carrier pigeons.
Yeah, carrier pigeons I knew, but like spy pigeons?
I guess.
Because like, how do they report back?
I don't know.
It doesn't make sense to me, but if you guys know how you can spy with a pigeon, unless it has a little camera, but that seems like how do they spy during like World War II? It doesn't make sense.
Secret
in
notes.
I guess you send it to someone else and then they write a note and attach it to the foot and like, then they send it back like
coordinates,
notes, passing notes. In other animal news, raccoon mischief. Raccoons trigger a blackout in Toronto.
Trapping
people in elevators. Like a full city blackout. So on February 2nd, a few days ago, a raccoon fiddled with the electricity equipment in Toronto and cut power for thousands in the downtown core late on Thursday, knocking out traffic lights in Canada's largest city and trapping some people in elevators.
You sneaky raccoon.
Yeah. So I guess the raccoon got into Utility Hydro 1, which is like an electrical station.
He knows what he was doing.
Unfortunately, the raccoon did not survive.
Did he get electrocuted?
Yeah.
Oh, and that's what happened. Oh, it was like chewing on the wires and stuff.
Yeah, really sad. Yeah. Oh. And then 7,000 people were left in the dark for nearly 3 hours and several.
Oh my God.
Yeah. The city's fire department had to respond to a high number of elevator rescues due to the lights being out.
Oh,
I know. So poor one out for mischievous raccoon.
That's
who
sad. He's yeah. just looking for some secret snacks.
Exactly. And then this is great. I guess the Super Bowl is on next Sunday.
Yeah.
And SpongeBob SquarePants is going to be performing at the Nickelodeon Super Bowl broadcast.
Okay.
Is it going to be Ariana Grande's new boyfriend? Is that's going to be...
Oh, is that's him, right?
I know that's him on the musical.
Oh.
I just don't understand what this even means. And he's performing a song called Sweet Victory.
Is that a SpongeBob song?
I feel like I am living in a world that I don't know anything about.
So there will be it's a kid-friendly version on Nickelodeon that will run simultaneously. It's got the cast of SpongeBob SquarePants. So I bet it's the person who does the voice on the cartoon.
Yeah, so it must be animated, I guess.
Larry the Lobster will provide commentary.
Good.
SpongeBob and Patrick will co-host the broadcast.
So it's like animate. How do they do that live, though? Like, how do they animate live?
Are they going to be in...
Is it going to be costumes?
Costumes? Because they're doing play-by-play.
Right. You can't, like, pre-animate for the Super Bowl unless it's rigged.
Oh. It's rigged.
It's rigged.
SpongeBob will perform Sweet Victory by David Glenn Isley in addition... I guess it's someone in a costume?
It has to be. I mean, otherwise, I don't know how they would. You can't draw that fast.
You can't draw that
unless
fast.
You got a Neuralink. Also, did you see who's singing the national anthem? It's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
I did not.
It's three people. It's the weirdest group of people. It's Reba McEntire.
Okay.
And it's so funny because, you know, they can get anyone they want for the Super Bowl.
Tequila?
Like, honestly, that's, yeah, from beyond the grave. She's dead, isn't she?
No.
I'm pretty sure Tila Tequila is dead.
She is?
And if she's not, then I'm being Mandela affected right now.
I thought she was alive.
I think she died of a drug overdose.
No, she's alive.
Are you serious?
Yes, I thought. No, she's. Remember, she said she supported Adolf Hitler and she was making all these anti-Semitic remarks.
Yeah,
she was like on a bunch of drugs.
Okay, so maybe that's what it was. I thought she.
I think
died,
it was drug overdosed. Yeah.
Okay, but she came back from the grave.
She's
interesting.
Back.
Oh, she looks bad in this photo. Oh, the horrifying downfall of Tila Tequila.
She's not doing well.
Yeah. Oofies. Oof. Okay, well, she won't be there, but no. It's Reba McEntire and Post Malone. Famous duo.
Okay.
And then Usher's doing the halftime show.
Halftime.
Like, what? It's so random to me.
Okay. I bet that Usher show is going to be good.
I'm sure it's going to be great. It just feels a little not
so
current
weird.
To me.
Right.
I know he has
weird.
A residency, but it just feels a little
dated.
Oh, he
does? Like at Vegas?
I think it just ended, but yeah, he had a Vegas residency.
Okay. Who did
Which
last year?
Which honestly looked fun.
It was
Pregnant Rihanna. Yeah, Pregnant Rihanna.
Yes, Pregnant Rihanna.
This year it's going to be Usher getting all the girls pregnant. We're watching.
Oh shit.
With those baby making moves. So anyways, let us know if you know what's going on with SpongeBob because we're not smart enough to figure out how that works. In speaking of entertainment, what's going on over there?
So Larry David was on the Today Show.
Yeah.
Because he's the new season of Curb is coming out soon. And
there's some sort of coffee shop pop-up.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, I don't really understand it, but there's some sort of like coffee shop pop-up or some or bagels in Los Angeles for the show.
Oh, because that was like one of the plots of last season was like Spite store.
Oh,
Spite
okay,
coffee.
Yeah.
but he strangled Elmo on the Today Show.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Was it planned?
No.
Or was it like impromptu? Oh.
No. He was being like interviewed or like they were talking about something. Elmo was there with Elmo's dad was there. I don't know what they were talking about, but Larry just walked over and started strangling Elmo and like pretended to hit him and then walked back. And everyone was like, okay. And then they didn't really give a reason why. And then he was on like Seth Meyers' show and he's like, I just got bored. He was just going on and I didn't want to listen to him anymore. So I just went over and strangled him.
I like that. I just got bored.
I mean, it's funny because it's something, it sounds like a plot from an episode of Curb.
It really does.
It's really funny.
But like, he has such a childlike quality of like, I just got bored and I hit him. Like, I just didn't know what to do. It's something like a toddler would do. Yeah.
I thought that show was done. I swear he said like, oh, this is the final season. Then he does
every
another season.
Every season is the final season. Yeah.
But congrats to him. Speaking of
childlike behavior.
Yes. Okay, so Nicki Minaj, we talked about this last week, this Nicki Minaj, Megan Thee Stallion beef.
Yeah.
So Nicki dropped a song last week.
Oh, right.
It's like a diss track from Megan. It's not a very good song. I don't know what's going on.
What'd you do, like write it in a week or something?
Something. It's not very good. And there was a tweet that someone said, because the Despicable Me 4 trailer came out the same time.
Yeah, the same day that her
the same day. And someone quoted that and said, this is what women are talking about, like being alluding to like being overshadowed, like Nicki like retweeted it or something.
Yeah, I think Nicki thought that the Minions trailer was to distract people from her song dropping.
Yes. Someone said, these are the type of calculated business moves she is always talking about. These are the corporate giants trying to overshadow her releases and take all the attention.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
The Minions aren't coming for you.
I would love it if they were, though.
Yeah. But her song came out and everyone was like, what is this?
I don't know.
Speaking of music, Taylor Swift is going to the Super Bowl.
That's all I'll say about that because we get so much hate in the comments about us talking about Taylor Swift.
I'm so sad that it's not the Detroit Lions because they played, was it San Francisco last week? And the Detroit Lions have never, they haven't, well, I think they won a Super Bowl back in like the 60s or 70s or whatever, but they haven't won a Super Bowl since. And they were doing so well. And everyone's like, the Detroit Lions are going to go to the Super Bowl. And then they were up like 20-0. And then they all fell apart. And
aww.
Yeah, it's sad.
I don't know anything about football.
Sad
but
for everyone in the Midwest.
I just hope everyone has fun.
I just want everyone to have a good time.
I just hope everyone has a good time.
Because Kansas
with their
City
friends
won the Super Bowl last year, and it's like, okay, whatever.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's J-U-V-E-D-E-R-M.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Speaking of football,
yes,
Drew Barrymore says she got catfished on Raya.
Oh my god!
Someone pretending to be a quarterback for the LA Rams.
What does that even mean?
She was on Raya swiping, and she matched with someone who said they were a quarterback for the LA Rams, and she was talking with him. And she was like, oh, I just went to the practice field and like, so cool to see you. And then the guy was like, hey, Drewski, like, oh, I'm a musician. I'm not a quarterback. I was like lying about who they were.
What? I don't understand, because you can't lie on Raya about right. who you are or what you do. So how did this even happen?
I don't know. I mean, I guess you sign up and then you just change all your photos to like to a football player. I don't know. I didn't know that you could catfish people on Raya.
I don't think you. I think maybe she got confused. I think maybe she.
It doesn't make sense. But she was like, she said, she said, you made me feel stupid. I don't know who you are. I feel so dumb. Why do we have to get off on this foot? I hate you.
Maybe the guy had the same name as a football player, and she Googled him, and like a football player came up, and it was just someone who has like the same name as a football player or something.
Yeah, I don't. It's weird. I don't. It's a weird story that doesn't make sense.
Because we both used to be on Raya.
Yeah.
And I mean, they verify you through your Instagram and it's like a pretty vetted process.
And it's connected to your Instagram.
Yeah, it's connected to your Instagram. I mean, we both haven't been on for a while, so I don't know if it's different now. But like, you have to go through like security. There's like a group of people who like approve verify you or disapprove you. So something about this doesn't really. It seems to me that he said a joke and she didn't know it was a joke, and then it backfired.
Yeah, like maybe it really was the quarterback for the LA Rams, and then he was like, psych.
Or he was like, what did you do today? And she was like, oh, I went to the LA Rams football practice.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, did you see me? I'm the quarterback, as a joke or something. And then she was like, really? No way. And then she thought he was actually the quarterback. And then he had to be like, I was just kidding. I'm a musician. I'm not the quarterback. Like, I was making a joke.
I know. We need more details.
I need more info because it ain't adding up. But I do know people who have matched with her in the past.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But it didn't go anywhere. They never went on a date with her or anything.
Interesting.
Well, in more celeb news of things that I don't understand, I was at Albertsons or Vons the other day. I can't remember which is near me. I think it's in Albertsons. But I saw this popcorn, and it had the Jonas Brothers on it. It said Backstage Popcorn by the Jonas Brothers, and it had a picture of them like with guitars. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And I took photos of it and I sent it to you and Maria being like, again, because the thing that confused me was that there was only like two bags in the whole store. So I was like, did someone make these themselves and put them in the store as a joke? Like, that's what it felt like, some sort of Instagram joke. And then I can't remember if it was you or Maria actually showed me that the Jonas Brothers have a popcorn company. It's called Rob's Backstage Popcorn. And it's
weird.
There's original. Well, first of all, who is Rob?
I don't know.
Nothing makes sense, but it says there's Rob's original. There's Indian spice mix by Priyanka Jonas. Then there's classic barbecue by Kelly Clarkson and white cheddar by Kaigo. I don't know who Kaigo is. Oh,
so if you go to About Us. So who's Rob? Meet Rob Garbowski, popcorn connoisseur and father of former Jonas Brothers guitarist and close friend Greg. So it's a father deranged. Of one of their guitarists. Oh,
Greg's dad's popcorn company.
Greg's dad's
I don't need to be involved with this. Get this out of my Albertsons. I don't need Greg's dad's Kelly Clarkson's cheddar popcorn in my. It just was so weird.
Weird. I mean, so I guess they're just helping out their friend's dad.
Yeah, it must be.
Yeah. Okay. Weird.
I don't know what body he helped them hide, but to get Kelly Clarkson, Priyanka, and the Jonas Brothers to be the face of the Greg's dad's weird. Popcorn, but it's just fucking weird. Felt like a prank. Then in sad news, Hootie and the Blowfish singer Darius Rucker has been arrested for drugs. My joke was it blow?
No.
I didn't realize that he's a country singer now.
Is he like a solo?
He's like a solo country singer now.
Oh, right. And I think I knew that.
I saw a performance of him somewhere. He was performing somewhere and he like, not live, like I saw it on TV. And he was like wasted. He seems like he's in a bad way these days.
Oh, his mugshot is rough.
Yeah. So he's in a bad way. I wish him the best.
57.
Hootie and the Blowfish was a good band.
Man.
Yeah. So
that's a bummer. Come on, Darius.
Yeah, come on, Darius.
Get your act together.
Other musicians who need to get their act together other than Greg's dad and Darius. Justin Timberlake is like touring again or whatever.
Yeah.
And he said Britney Spears recently apologized again, saying
doesn't need to apologize.
I know, girl, stop. She's like, I'm sorry if my book like hurt anyone or their reputation. And at his concert, Justin Timberlake said, I'll like to take this opportunity to apologize to fucking nobody. And A, that's rude to Britney Spears.
Yeah.
B, apparently it was on the eve of the anniversary of the Janet Super Bowl performance.
Oh, where he ruined her career?
Yeah, and like showed her titty to the world. Ugh. So it's like, just have some self-awareness.
But did you see Britney responded?
No, what she say?
This is as of 2 days ago from BuzzFeed. Britney Spears hit back after Justin Timberlake's apparent diss about her. Talking to Instagram yesterday, Britney wrote, someone told me someone was talking shit about me on the streets. Do you want to bring it to the court or will you go home crying to your mom like you did last time? I'm not sorry.
Yes. Good.
You want to take it to the court?
I wonder if she sued him before, because it says like I did before, she said.
Or like before? Go crying to your mom like you did last time.
Oh, I wonder what last time means.
Oh.
Oh, good for her.
Hell yeah, Britney.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake sucks. Also, his SNL performance was fucking stupid.
Oh, so bad. Yeah.
Well, true crime corner. So last week, or was it 2 weeks ago, we talked about those three Kansas City football fans who were found dead in their friend's backyard in the cold.
And I knew it was drugs. Remember, I was like, I feel like it had something to do with drugs.
Yeah, because they just died kind of overnight. it was a weird, like, it wasn't cold enough for them to freeze.
Yeah.
The friend who was in the house said he had been, like, sleeping for a whole day, had no idea until the police came over, found his dead friends.
And then I can't remember, but it might have been last week, we were like, oh, an update is that now he's in rehab, the guy.
Yes. He moved out of his house and he's in rehab.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay. So they did autopsies and they found THC, which is marijuana, cocaine, and fentanyl.
So must have been the fentanyl-laced cocaine.
So I'm assuming they all did the drugs. And because the friends were like outside in the cold, maybe that caused them to die. Because the friend was like, the homeowner was inside. And like the whole sleeping for like 24 hours is like,
yeah,
suspicious. So yeah, that's so sad.
Really sad.
You can't do drugs anymore. And if you're going to do drugs, you got to get those testing strips.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I hear about so many fentanyl deaths where, you know, like you think you're just going to have a fun night and it's the last night of your life. You really got to be careful. Like drugs are just not pure anymore.
And the fentanyl, I guess the amount they had in their bodies was like 30 times more than what would kill
humans. Yeah.
It's like the whole fucking, their whole bag of coke must have just been fentanyl.
Yeah. I mean, it's scary. Really, really scary. Yeah. So
that's sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
This Italian mafia boss who escaped prison last year by tying bed sheets together and scaling the wall was arrested during a romantic dinner date in France.
Oh, that's a buzzkill.
Yeah. Marco Reduano, the 40-year-old boss of the Gargano Mafia in the southern Italian region of Puglia, was caught Thursday outside a luxury restaurant in Bastia, Corsica. He escaped by tying bed sheets from his prison window just under a year ago. And they showed it on the penitentiary surveillance cameras. The escape lasted 16 seconds.
Oh my God.
Fled on foot with no guards noticing or giving chase, which led to an internal investigation of the maximum security.
Yeah,
prison.
He paid some guys off for sure.
Yeah, like how you were just tying sheets and climbing over a wall? That's what the hell? He was in prison for drug trafficking. He was originally sentenced to 24 years, but that was like a year ago. So he was free.
He's had a good year out there.
Yeah, he probably had a great year. Just out dining at a restaurant.
Like, I love that bold. He was dating, because I imagine people would know who he was. Like a famous prison escapee mafia boss.
I wonder if he changed his appearance, maybe.
Maybe, yeah, like he face-offed.
He face-offed.
Well, now someone with 100 years in prison. A former Target employee is sentenced to 100 years for murdering his coworker over a stolen lunch. Back in 2021, a 25-year-old Virginia man fatally stabbed and bludgeoned his coworker to death for stealing his lunch.
Oh my God.
This is so sad. The guy was 25, killed his 58-year-old coworker.
No.
I know. He was a janitor at Target, had taken his lunch from the office fridge 3 days earlier. After the lunch was stolen, he plotted the murder of his coworker, bought a hammer and two knives after leaving his shift at Target.
It wasn't even like, oh, fuck you, you stole my lunch. Like a heat of the moment thing.
No, it was like premeditated. Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking weird.
I know. Like, what was that lunch? Like, crazy.
Right.
So, anyways, super, super sad, but glad that he's going. Also, like, there's no lunch. Also, you're at Target already. There's plenty of food there.
Yeah, they got, like, mozzarella sticks there.
Yeah, there's plenty of stuff there. Television.
Oh.
Anything you're watching?
The Bachelor.
I am watching that too, but I cannot remember anything that happened last week, literally.
I don't. Yeah, what? They did like that wedding photo shoot.
Oh, yeah. I hate when they do fake weddings on The Bachelor. I think it's so weird. Yeah.
That's kind of what happened. He sent one of those sisters home.
Yeah.
That's all that happened. Oh, are you watching True Detective?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, we're caught up. It's good.
Yeah, the next episode is tonight. It's every Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
It's giving like Dyatlov Pass, Skinwalker kind of thing, and it ties into season one of True Detective. If you watch True Detective season one, there's this family, I can't remember the name, but they are like child satanic, like child trafficker, like child murderers.
Yeah.
And they are the family in this season that owns the company that is like investigating stuff in the Arctic or in Alaska, wherever they are. And the symbol that is used for the satanic cult in season one is showing up again in this season.
Right.
So it's kind of cool that they're tied together. Yeah. And also, there's one more thing. I guess it's Matthew McConaughey's dad, I think, is mentioned in season one is kind of like a MIA drifter type.
Right.
And I guess he's mentioned in this season as having like lived in the town or something.
Ooh.
Yeah. So who knows? Of interesting.
It's good.
Let us know if you're watching it or if you know any of the other like Easter eggs that have been dropped from season one to season four. One thing that you did watch is a movie that I am so interested in.
Oh my god, I watched Argylle.
First question is, do you think it was written by Taylor Swift?
Absolutely not. she wouldn't put out that garbage.
I'm so upset. I'm still gonna watch it.
Yeah, of course.
You were texting us about it. And at one point I was like, did you stop the movie and rewatch it? And you were like, no, it's 2.5 hours long. Because I was like, how are you still texting us about this movie?
It's 2.5 hours long. There's so much explaining in the movie and then re-explaining the same shit. And then like the logic makes no sense.
I can't
And
wait.
The animation, the CGI, it's so bad. It looks like a TV Christmas movie. You're like, where did all this money go? And then you're like, oh, because they use a Beatles song throughout. And I'm like, oh, right. That's millions of dollars to put a fucking Beatles song. And it is horrendous.
Oh my God. I am so excited.
It is a disaster. And I will say, look, Bryce Dallas Howard She was great in, what's the M. Night Signs?
She was in The Village. Yeah.
I used to like her in The Village. I think she's a great director. I don't think she was great in this.
She's not good at light stuff. She's not good at... Jurassic Park 2 is, like, awkward. That's not where she is. She's not really, like, an adventure, big feature kind of person.
And Sam Rockwell? He's
in it. I love Sam Rockwell.
God bless Sam Rockwell. He's doing a lot. He's trying.
Yeah.
He's really trying. He is the best part of it. But he is. There's some parts where you could. It's weird. Like you feel like you could tell that he's just like. Okay. Well.
Yeah.
Man. What. Well,
crazy. I'll let you guys know after I see it what I think of it. Although I might wait for it to be streaming because I don't know if I can do 2.5 hours in a theater. But
yeah, Patrick saw it and texted me and was like, well, only two people I went with left before it was over.
Shut up. Are you serious?
Oh, it's just...
I was texting with him this morning about it too because he had put like, it was like 1.5 stars on Letterboxd.
I gave it a half star.
Oh my God. Listen, I'm a fan of the Kingsman universe. It's campy. So I think it's not for everyone. It's not for everyone. So we'll see if I like Argylle or if it's just, if it's a flop. One thing that was not a flop, a new documentary on Netflix, The Greatest Night in Pop about the We Are the World song is so, so good.
It's so good. It's funny because Maria texted us like a week ago because it was on the Graceland of the Papas on the front page of Netflix. She's like, well, 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 the documentary I've been trying to get everyone to watch is finally on Netflix. And she was talking about the one from like the 80s because she's obsessed with the one about the 80s about We Are the World. And this is a new one that had just come out with like new interviews. So I was watching it. I was like, oh, wait, this is a new. I was so confused. And she was like, oh, my God, it's a new one. So we all watched it.
It's so good. It's so good, like, seeing the interactions between everyone.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson brings a snake into the studio. It gets lost. Bob Dylan wants to kill himself. People are drunk. Cyndi Lauper's wearing too much jewelry. It's just...
Oh, my God, Cyndi Lauper.
Whether you like music or not, it's just really fun
All
to
of those
watch.
People in the same place.
It's like crazy.
Steve Perry, his voice is crazy.
Yeah, it is like, it's really interesting to see also just how recording goes down and it's just, and who takes the lead and who kind of steps back. And it's a really fascinating movie.
Yeah.
Anyways, that is it for this
week.
The hero for the week is Melissa for getting through Argyle.
Thank you. Took one for the team.
Yes. Please call in. Let us know if you have any entertainment news you'd like to share with us. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And that's all, folks.
Bye. Bimbo News. Bimbo News. Bimbo News. Bimbo News. All the news you can handle. So tune in to this channel. Everything you want to know about recent news and TV shows. Bimbo News. Powered by Acast.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.